If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the love of the One Divine Spirit. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our seminar topic is an invitation to transcend the limitation of form. So let's take a deep breath and find that light within the very center of your chest area, about the size of a thumb. And take a deep breath. And as you do, see that light begin to ignite into an effulgent orb of golden luminosity. And see it begin to expand and expand and expand as the great central sun of your own innermost being. And allow it to expand until you feel a place where you come all together as a sense of wholeness, as a sphere of golden light, as a divine orb. And with that center of that orb, place your own divine Atma, your own sense of spiritual identity, as the solar logos, as it were, as that divine presence of you as a spirit. And get a sense of that now. Let this be, if you'd like it to be, a new definition of how you attune, anchor, and center yourself in your own wholeness, your own divinity, which is one with all that is divine. And just allow that presence to be anchored now as your new sense of self is no longer to access vertically or horizontally into time and space. Expand into the sense of golden presence, but allow it to be your body of luminosity, your Merkaba, your celestial Vimana, if you will. You know, everything has now changed. A new era has been inaugurated. On Sunday, on Easter, the 24th, 2011, Easter morning, at 7:40 a.m. India time, the physical presence of Sri Satya Sai Baba can now be directly accessed inside you, as you. Which is to say, I use the word physical, because I want you to understand that even though Sri Satya Sai Baba appears to have left this dimension, in truth, he has simply invited you to transcend beyond form limitation and to enter his Hiranyagarbha, his greatly expanded cosmic, universal, and planetary form, because he is one who has defined himself physically as that presence that encompasses 100-mile circumference around his ashram in India. And then his subtle body encompasses the earth. And then his causal body encompasses the universe. So now you live and move and have your being in a much more direct way with the one that we have been calling Sri Satya Sai Baba. And as he transferred his energy focus into this expansion, which is a greater involvement in his avatar era, and a greater and more intimate involvement with him in you, as you, our sense of relating, which has fallen under the illusion that he is somehow separate, living in a little body in India, and we have to get on an airplane and go fly there to be with him, that maya, that illusion, has been shattered now. And it has left some of you feeling quite empty and bereft and despairing. And so we speak tonight into that with the great love that you are, that is Sai Baba, to lift you to a new level of revelation. A completely new level has now been made, opened, and available to you, so that that which was before can now be left aside. Consider it your playpen, like your infancy. Your spiritual infancy is where you relate to God as something outside of yourself. And now we're being called to enter a more mature understanding of the whole sense of divinity and spirituality. You know, people search everywhere. Where is Christ? Where is Jesus? When is he going to return? Or even, when is Sai Baba going to return as Prema Sai Baba? But the truth is, God is present everywhere. God is omnipresent. The one God is everything that is. The one God, the one divine presence, has become all of creation, and yet is also beyond creation. So when we think of Christ as being born in a particular place and transcending the physical plane in such and such a manner, and will return physically in such and such a manner, that's really a misconception. Because Christ, Krishna, Sai Baba, is omnipresent love, omnipresent truth, omnipresent knowing, omnipresent peace. Love, truth, and peace are actually God itself, and you as your divinity. So when you identify Christ or Sai Baba or any one of the divine avatars with a physical form, you actually mentally create the separation and the sense of separation within your own mind. But it's only these feelings of misidentification with a physical form that creates the differences that you seem to see in the outer world, and that make you feel needy and lacking and longing. So God is not separate from you, and it is an error in consciousness to consider yourself separate from God. And this is the result of a delusion that arises in our mind through identifying ourselves with our form. So instead of searching for God outside, begin to close your eyes and look within to experience the divinity that is the energy of consciousness and awareness inside you. It's your sense of awareness. It's your intuition, your intuitive knowing. It's the sense of expansion. So when you want to experience God, go into that heart center that we just expanded. Identify with that point of light within the center of your chest and take a deep breath and expand until you find that in the expansion, you are the I Am. That is the I. So all spiritual practices become superfluous for one who realizes this truth. And you cease wasting your time in the name of doing spiritual practices that don't lead you anywhere, that keep fortifying this sense of difference. So this is the time that we're being called into samadhi. What is samadhi? It is simply equanimity in all situations. Equanimity, sama buddhi, the sameness in all states of consciousness. That means whatever drama is going on around you, you find that orb of luminosity, identify with it, transcend the limitations of the form and the appearance and the drama, and find that place where you are steady in equanimity. And you enter samadhi. So samadhi is not a state that's separate from you today, right now, listening to this show. We delay our entrance and our transcendency beyond limitation when we put that out somewhere in the distance, in the future, in an ashram, sitting at the feet of the guru, or in another lifetime. So now is the time to discover God as you, as the self within you. Find yourself as God in your loving, in your confidence, in your empowerment, in your clarity, in your courage, in your sense of expanding love. Keep expanding that sense of connection and love until it becomes your automatic response wherever and whenever you connect with another of yourselves in the outer world. You know, the Mayan greeting in Lakich, I greet another myself, that idea. Only don't let it just be a statement like namaste, which basically means the same thing. Go beyond the statements that have in themselves become so habitual that you've lost the sense of the realization that they are designed to imply. Words without direct realization and experience are empty. Don't waste your time mouthing mantras that have not become your reality. Better to sit still, close your eyes, and find yourself. Find yourself in some way that you can identify with that. As you go about your daily life, whether you find the inner energy body, like Eckhart Tolle teaches you, or you find yourself as expansion, as Sai Baba describes it, or you find yourself as the living love, as John Roger describes it, however you do it, find it, because now you are being called and invited to transcend your former sense of relationship that's predicated on the outer form And in this case, we're speaking of Sri Satya Sai Baba. So Sai Baba, within this great drama, comes as a cosmic, universal, and world avatar who is manifesting in three separate incarnations, which collectively are called the Kalki Avatar, or the rider on the white horse. That's spoken of in the Vedic tradition, and as the rider in the 19th chapter of Revelation, which everyone has associated with being the returning Christ. Perhaps we need to understand Christ in a whole new, different way, if that be true. Although, if you read the 19th chapter of Revelation, it certainly seems to describe Sai Baba. Is he perhaps the returned Christ? Who knows? It is not for anybody to say Christ is here or Christ is there, because when that supreme principle of divine perfect love embodies, it announces itself. What I'm implying here is that we need to step beyond the limited definitions with which we have encompassed Christ, encompassed Sai Baba, and made little different compartments in our understanding that keeps these things discreetly separated. Only mankind does that. And when we do that, we lose the sense of the universality of every single manifestation of the divine, who comes for all of humanity. Every single person in the world belongs to Jesus Christ. Every single person in the world belongs to Sri Krishna, to Sri Rama, to Sai Baba, to God. So again, when you experience God, try to look beyond the form, because all forms must dissolve, dissipate, and disappear at some point. That is the nature of form. It's impermanent. So years ago, Sai Baba said, it's better when you meditate on the form of the Lord that you visualize a candle flame and place that flame, that Atma Swarupa, that Jyoti Swarupa, that embodiment of flame and light within your heart. Because if you meditate on my form, this form will disappear at some point. So that form has now disappeared. So we must find the Lord, the avatar, the Christ, as that effulgent light presence that is our own divine self within the core of our own being, and get to know it by expanding it. And you expand it and expand it until it becomes a new sense of presence that you simply carry with you all the time. So the purpose of Sai Baba, the Sai avatars, all three of them, is to collectively lead us into a golden age of worldwide loving harmony. And each incarnation sounds a particular keynote in the Shirdi Sai Baba avatar, who came in the last century. He came as Shiva to reveal the fatherhood of God. And in the Satya Sai avatar, he has come as Shiva Shakti to reveal the father-motherhood of God and the brother-sisterhood of all humanity. Now, in the next avatar, as Prema Sai Baba, he will embody the Shakti, the power of pure divine love, which is what Prema means, love. Love that is our true spiritual identity and nature. And so his teaching will be, you are God. So he comes also as what has been called the avatar of synthesis. And synthesis is the ability to see the one in the many, and the many in the one. So when Satya Sai Baba left his physical body 4 days ago on Easter morning, he caught most of us who are his devotees by surprise, for we had expected him to live until the age 96, as he had always said he would. Now, whenever there's a conflict between what is happening and it doesn't appear to take place according to what we have come to understand, the fault lies in our incorrect understanding, not in the divine word, which is always perfectly fulfilled. So the mystery of the apparently missing years was solved when it was discovered that Sai Baba was going by the Vedic lunar and stellar calculations, and not our Western Gregorian calendar. So by Vedic reckoning, Sai Baba was indeed in his 96th year. Now, it's interesting that he will be re-entering as Prema Sai Baba 1 year after the passing, 1 year after he has passed as Satya Sai. It has been understood that he will return as Prema Sai Baba. Now, even in that, there has come some doubt, because there was an 8-year span between Shirdi Sai Baba and his passing and the birth of his next incarnation as Satya Sai Baba. So it became a common assumption that Prema Sai would embody also in 8 years. And some books have been written with this understanding. However, I personally heard my late and close friend and an early Sai devotee, Muriel Engel, confirm the one-year premise. As it happened, Muriel Engel, along with a small group of California devotees, had asked Sai Baba during an interview if Prema Sai would be born 8 years after his passing from his physical body, as Satya Sai. And to this, Sai Baba is quoted to have replied, "No, not 8 years, 1 year after, 9 months gestation." So according to the Vedic understanding, the child-to-be is carried 3 months by the father as sperm, and 9 months by the mother as the fetus. That's why a child is considered to be a year old when it's born, according to the Vedic understanding. So accordingly to what has been understood by the devotees, Sri Kasturi, who was Sai Baba's close devotee and biographer and the editor of his magazine, Sanatan Authority, has incarnated to be the mother of Prema Sai Baba. So Kasturi left his body in 1987, so if he were reborn a year later, he would be approximately 22 years of age at this time, which is actually a perfect age to conceive Prema Sai Baba. That's why I tend to think that the one-year understanding is quite accurate. Thus, you can see that we are in a very, very exciting time as witnessing participants in this grand avataric saga of the three Sai incarnations. But be aware, too, that whenever the Lord takes embodiment in a physical form, he comes with that deluding principle called Mahamaya. And it's the deluding principle that comes, back-to-back with form, that causes you to associate Sai Baba and to become familiarized with him in the sense of, oh, he's my friend, or he's my guru, or I can have intimate relationship with him, I can treat him with familiarity because he's a human like I am. That's the deluding principle. At any moment, he can toss that aside, which you will discover if you read the stories of Rama and Krishna. He can doff that in a second and manifest inconceivable divine glory, as in the case of the vision, the cosmic vision that Krishna gave to Arjuna, that's described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, never be fooled by the appearance of the form or even the behavior and the endearing plays and interrelationship dramas that you have with the incarnation, because they are not what it seems. They are not ever a body. They are not ever limited to time and space. And they are never, ever separate from you. So the divine sankalpa of Sai, all of the Sais, is to restore righteousness on a firm footing and to inaugurate a golden age upon earth. Now the term sankalpa in Sanskrit describes an avatar's divine will and intent and his resolve, which when released always manifests successfully and accomplishes the divine plan that was intended. In the divine sankalpa, there is no possibility of error or failure because every step in the career of the avatar is preordained and pre-established. And, of course, they come from the eternal now. So, again, in time and space, we are but repeating what has already been completed out of time. So now is the time to transcend the dreaming stage of birth and death to conscious integrated awareness, which is your divinity itself. So our heart is the avatar's true resting place. For the divine, in truth, in highest truth, there is no birth, no death, and no rest. And one of the things that we understand as we progress in our spiritual understanding is that we are engaged in eternal manifestation, creative endeavor, co-creatorship with God. There's no such thing as rest, as we understand it, no vacation in the divine life. So the Lord, or the Lord as who we are, finds the equivalent of rest in equanimity, or in samadhi, which is a state of tremendous alert awareness to the allness that is. It's not a sleep. It's not a, you know, where you depart from the world. It's where you have become, literally, the world and everything in it. Again, you have expanded. But even in that expansion, there is a rest, because there is only rust and dis-ease and lack of spiritual mobility in the collapsing and confining of self. So in the expansion of your sense of equanimity, your sense of divine presence, you will find perfect rest so that you continually regenerate and re-energize and keep moving to that which is next. Know that this entire creation is a multidimensional series of dreams and that God alone is real. And that is who you are in that expanded self, sense of self. So it's to awaken humanity from this nightmarish cycle of birth and death that the one divine spirit incarnates as avatar from age to age. And with each divine advent, he comes with his chosen co-workers and to each he assigns an allotted role to enact upon the stage of life. Some of us are allotted roles as friends, and some as adversaries. And whether praise or blame, fame or infamy, each serves in attracting attention to the divine in their midst. So you see, good people with spiritually inclined natures are attracted to the nectar of the divine splendor and the loving grace of the avatar, whereas those of worldly and demonic natures relish the poison of scandal and slander and vilification. And yet, even in this, they also have their attention upon the avatar. That is why every great soul attracts the adversaries. And so this Psi avatar has come not to destroy the evildoers. It's interesting. The other previous avatars all could identify certain individuals that were like the archdemons of their time, and they would kill them. And in the killing of the form, they would release the entrapped spirit and restore it back to its divine nature. So all of the demons would incarnate at the time of the avatar specifically to be set free of their demonic form. So this particular avatar has come not to destroy the evildoers, but to correct and transform them. So their minds and hearts are being changed and healed and restored through the medicine of Sai Baba's loving counsel, and they're being transformed through his presence, through grace. And we will have the Prema Sai Avatar coming, and he will be carrying us fully and establishing the Golden Age. So we will have Sai with us, both in the unmanifest and the manifest form. Although the Prema Sai Baba avatar will be very, very different. He will be born in Karnataka state, or sometimes it's called Mysore state, in the village of Gunaparti in the Mandya district, which is not too far away from Puttaparthi, where he has been dwelling. In fact, I have been to this area, and so I'm familiar with it. The parents are already born. Everybody knows the roles, more or less, that they're going to be enacting with Prema Sai Baba. And he's also going to marry and give birth to a son. So it's going to be a very different avatar expression than Satya Sai. But each one comes with a particular flavor, so to speak, to impart to humanity. So this, you know, this concept that we've just been talking about transforming the demonic rather than destroying it or sending it to the pit where it's burning for eternity is a concept that's very foreign to the Judeo-Christian and Islamic worldview, because they tend to see these end times as being ones of judgment, chastisement, and destruction of evildoers. And each sees the other as the evildoer. But Sai Baba has said that if the Lord were to destroy all of the evildoers in this world, there would be no one left. Since he said today, no one is fully good. All have been tainted with wickedness. So that is why the avatar has come to correct the buddhi, the intelligence principle, and to restore the divine wellspring of bliss that rises up within us when we transcend the ego mind and the lower self. He's come to restore that ancient highway to blessedness and to divine realization. And he's come, it's interesting, Sai Baba has come to foster goodness itself in every living creature, whether it's human or divine or the very elemental spirits of nature. Sai Baba, the Avatar, has come to affect and transform every atom of this universe into one of loving harmony and peaceful unification. So each avatar comes from the unmanifest into the manifest to present the same basic truth, just clothed slightly in a different guise that's suitable for the time and the culture and the level of consciousness of the people that they come to. And each builds upon and extends to the next. So there's a continuity of revelation from age to age if you don't separate each of these divine manifestations. If you see them as one, you can see that there's a gradual unfolding of the same divine message, the same template. You are divine. You've been asleep. Awaken to the divinity that you are. You are love. You are truth. You are peace. You are all-knowingness itself. Awaken. Come out of the dream. That's the message they all found. So it's truly the separated ego mind that sees differences and sets theological boundaries that divide and create confusion and discord. I don't know a single God-realized person that does that. Sai Baba says it's very, very fortunate to be born in a church. It's very, very unfortunate to die in one. Because if you stay in the same old rut, and you never progress and expand and grow beyond it, you're stuck. So we need to always expand to that next embracement, that next revelation, that next realization. And it's eternal. So that is what makes the Sai Avatar especially remarkable. And another thing is that nowhere else on Earth does one see the harmonious gathering of people from every race, culture, religion, caste, and social standing, all worshiping side by side and adoring the different manifestations of God that are, recognized in each religion. You know, at Prashanti Nilayam, Sai Baba's ashram, which means the place, the abode of supreme peace, the same as Jerusalem, has the same meaning. A street sweeper can be sitting next to the Maharani, and there's no problem. A Hindu Brahmin can sit next to a Hasidic Jew, and they can be sitting next to a Muslim. And a believer can be sitting next to an atheist. And this is how we have been taught all these many years by Sai Baba, in the most basic and simple manner, to learn to tolerate difference and different perspectives and different ways of worshiping and adoring God, and to learn to look past our human differences to the atmic oneness we all share. That's been the most wonderful thing that I've experienced in the 43 years I've been involved in this lifetime with Sai Baba. Actually, I was incarnated with Shirdi Sai Baba. So this avatar I've been involved with for some 43 years. And now it looks like I'm going to have the opportunity of being present with Shirdi Sai Baba. So I believe that the major earth changes will be completed pretty much by the end of this year, 2011. And I say that based upon what I've come to understand from Sai Baba's teachings, not as a limitation, but really as a way of encouraging you, because I know they've really intensified and many, many people are finding themselves in great areas where there's been tornadic destruction and and homelessness and all sorts of upheaval and flooding and just tremendous changes that are taking place. So I do believe that the worst of it will be over by the end of this year. And Sai Baba has said that all people who are truly devoted to the Lord, that not a hair on their head will be touched. If you have embraced the Lord, heart, mind, body, and soul, and fully trust Him, you will be divinely protected. I don't care where you live. You will be completely protected. So don't think that you can move to be in a safe place. There aren't any safe places. You are where you are because the Lord has placed you there. So be sensitive to the Lord and what He tells you to do. If He tells you to move, move. You know, move. Stay, you know, sensitive to the Lord. But if He's quiet, that means everything is cool. Or you haven't been listening. So make sure you keep your ears always perked to listen to that inner voice, which comes to you as your own thoughts, but more elevated. They're not fear-based, but they're more divinely empowered. You will learn to sense the difference. So Jesus also reassured us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the name of the Lord, whenever you are in a situation where you sense danger, make it automatically to call out to the Lord. It's so automatic for me that in the middle of the night, you can hear me say, Sairam, Sairam. Or when I'm driving in a car, it's just absolutely automatic. I don't even have to think about it now. But that comes from year after year after year of repeating the name of the Lord. So whether you call out to Jesus or Sai Baba or whoever you have absolutely unshakable faith in, make that your modus operandi for protection. Very important. The name of the Lord not only will protect you and avert calamity, but it will neutralize negativity in your mind, in your body, in your aura, in your surroundings, in your water, in your food. Learn to put your hands on your food and say the name of God into your food, into your beverages. That way you will neutralize whatever is not good for you in that, and you will magnetize it with the holy name of God, which renders whatever you place it upon pure. Yeah, if you want to get rid of an addictive pattern, devote whatever it is you do to your detriment to the Lord and watch how that desire to do that begins to dwindle and atrophy and fall away. You can do that with smoking or drinking or whatever your best worst is. The name of the Lord will transmute it. That's another thing. We've gotten into a habit of hiding things from God, as if God didn't know, being the indweller of your heart, as if God didn't know every single little thing you think, say, and do. You're not fooling anybody but yourself. Everything you do in the direct presence of Jesus Christ, of Almighty God, of the Avatar. Everything. Your life is totally exposed to God. So expose your life totally to God. Also in your darkness, in your despair, in the ravages of your innermost torment, your inner hell, your inner self-denigration, your guilt, your shame, whatever that is, open it up and spill it forth to God and let Him take it. He wants you to give that to Him so that He can replace it with bliss, divine ananda. Sai Baba asks us to do that all the time, to bring to Him all your wickedness, all your bad thoughts and whatever. Give it over and take from Him the bliss that He would readily give to you. So, you know, even if it is our allotted time to exit this physical dimension during one of these earth changes, regardless, because this is an illusion down here, we will still be transformed. We will still be with the Lord. We will still be transferred to the higher dimensional plane of ongoing life and learning. Please, beloveds, take heart and realize that nobody dies. They but go ahead because they have completed their journey in this particular dimension at this time. Why would you want them to stay a minute longer than they have to? You think it's fun being down here? So no one goes before their time or without the permission of their soul and the Lord. So it's my understanding also at this time that not one single soul shall be lost. This is what I've been taught by my teachers. And Sai Baba has said that he has actually come in response to the prayers of the good and the godly, and also in response to the suffering and the despairing people of this world. So both our virtue and our lack of virtue draws the Lord into manifestation. And when we lay aside our ego, and we each become the Lord's instruments, he can send the saving grace through us as his extensions. That's what it means to be part of the body of Christ. Only we, in our religious sense of constriction and restriction, we have said, oh no, only Christians are part of the body of Christ. No, Christ is unconditional anointed love. Okay? We are all part of the body of Christ. Even if we're that one that's in the stage of being wrinkled and blemished and spotted and not quite healthy yet, we're still part of that body. And the blood of Jesus Christ still courses through his entire body. And that blood is actually the resurrection, Zoe life, eternal, that he came to give us as a gift. So begin to feel the blood of Jesus Christ, that resurrection golden energy, that anointed pure divine love, let it flow through your veins. Let it resurrect you from the dead tomb of limitation. Let it resurrect you to your own sense of Christship and divinity. So the only time that you deprive yourself of this ongoing ecstasy of co-participating with the divine as an instrument of the Lord is when you get all personal and go into your personal little petty selfish thing that you do, that we do, that I do. When we do that, we create the blocks. Not from God. I mean, God is always going to be there, but we won't be aware of it. We set like blinders over our eyes when we're in our stuff, and we lose sight of our divinity. We go into the illusion, the maya, the gameplay, the drama. So just be aware that you can only deprive yourself and choose not to do that. Or if you've gotten into it, quickly repent and get out of it. It's just as easy as changing your mind and saying, well, I don't like that. I don't want to stay there. And then get out of there. You know, we make it so hard. And, you know, it's the simplest thing in the world to change your mind and choose again. Nobody said you have to be loyal to your negativity. Nobody said you have to be loyal to anything but your divine self. But do be loyal to your own inner master, your own sense of rightness and divinity. You know, the inner teacher, the inner tutor, intuition. Always listen to that, which is your conscience. So, with the passing of the outer form of Satya Sai Baba, we're now going to be taught to go within to connect to the presence of the Lord, the avatar within us. So you'll probably need to ask for a new sense of how how to do that, how to connect. I've given you the model now of expanding from that point of light, that Jyoti Swarup inside your heart, that embodiment of light, expanding it as a sphere, so that you're in a golden sphere, golden body of light. But you can, and I got that because I asked. I felt, you know, when Baba left, I felt like I had had the guy ropes cut, like my tethering to this earth was like cut, because I have no reference point for not having God on the earth, you know, and to suddenly have that shift, that's difficult for me, as it is, I think, for many, many devotees. So I asked what to do. I said, please help me. Help me to find you in this new way. Help me to know how to live without your physical reference point on this earth. And you know what? I woke up in the morning where he had obviously taken me on the inner planes and shown me some stuff, and I was in this new sense of solidity. I don't know how to define it other than I went from flapping in the breeze to feeling very solidly defined, but without the limitation of the body. I was like energy field of awareness. My own inner awareness had expanded to a new sense of cosmic presence. And so I invite you to explore that in your own way with the Lord. You know, go within in your inner temple, in your shrine, in your heart, and commune with your divine presence within and ask. So that divine presence will definitely respond and let you know in a way that you'll get it. Because, you know, Baba is very desirous that we make that interconnection because he wants to play with us. He's got a bigger arena for us to disport ourselves in, and he wants his eternal companions to join him and have fun and play and laugh. And, you know, no weeping, crying. Rejoice and celebrate that you've graduated to a new level and be happy, because happiness is the proof that you have union and communion with God. So our connection with the Lord must be direct now, experiencing the Lord as our innermost self. And you'll discover that from now on, your sense of inner peace and joy is just going to steadily increase until you are living in total trust and total reliance upon the Lord at all times and under all circumstances. But it will be a sense of inner knowing rather than an outer thing where you think you have to have physical darshan, or you have to go to India, or you have to go to the ashram, or you have to whatever, whatever. You will have this inner paradise that you will have, this inner equanimity, this inner samadhi, and you'll carry it around you all the time. And, you know, you'll just simply ignore the world of outer appearances. It's a big buffoonery. It doesn't mean a thing. It's a big joke. And you'll abide in the divine presence at all times. And as you do, your peace will be all-encompassing. And nothing will disturb you. Nothing. I don't care what happens, nothing will disturb you. You're going to learn how to rely on God for everything. But it's the God that, again, is inside you, and you are inside God. In fact, I was shown a beautiful thing before I came on the air tonight. I was shown that we live in three spheres, Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, Prema Sai, and we're merged in those three spheres that have become as one big sphere. But we're like that trinity that is merged in the one. And it's hard for me to describe it because I had a direct experience of it. But again, it's a metaphor for discovering yourself in a new way. So play with it. You know, see how that comes down for you. And be happy, very, very happy. We're going into a golden age in which every vestige of peacelessness and hatred and warfare and crime will vanish from this earth simply by the divine Sankalpa. It's simply what God is doing in us and through us, in spite of us, and even without us if necessary. It's happening through grace, and it will be instant, it will be irreversible, and we'll suddenly all be in that inner paradise that we call the new earth, or the higher consciousness, or being caught up into the higher states to be with Christ. They're all metaphors for what we are going through now in the greatest transformation that has hit this earth in 26,000 years. So be happy, beloveds. And you have been listening to Commander Lady Athena of the Ashtar Galactic Command. And the voice of the Ashtar Command. So let's go out chanting tonight. Let's do Sai Ram. Take a deep breath. Blessings of the Supreme Love is who you are and what you are forever. Adonai.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream,